You've got to tune to the Midday Show. We're listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle, online round the world at kexp.org. And it's always a great day at KEXP when we've got Crocodiles live in studio. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
So
nice to
great
be here.
To have you here. And you got some music in your pocket?
I do, yeah.
You're like, maybe not in my pocket.
I've got an 8-track that I keep in my back pocket for emergencies.
Right. We'll take it away.
So alone.
Crocodiles live on KEXP. I'm just over here with the stupid smile on my face.
It's not stupid. It's beautiful.
That's what you do to me. Thank you so much. Man,
an
awesome album, Crimes of Passion. But I just have to say, another great album. You just keep kicking them out.
Thank you. Thank you. Try our best.
You've released four albums in 5 years. Are you just always writing songs?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we don't have any friends besides each other, so it keeps us out of trouble, you know.
We started as a duo, but you've got some friends with you here today, and you sound great as a five-piece. You want to introduce some of your new friends?
Yeah, that's Robin Eisenberg on organ, Marco Gonzalez on the bass, and Robert Motry on drums.
Well, welcome, and Brandon of Charles, of course. And Crocodiles have a new album out called Crimes of Passion, and I heard that you worked with one of our favorite folks on this album, Soon Rose Wagner of the Raveonettes. What was that like? He's awesome.
Yeah, that was great. I'm like trying to tune and talk.
That's all right.
At the same time.
That's all right. I can pat my stomach and rub my head if that makes you feel better.
Yeah, he was a friend already, so it was pretty comfortable from the get go. We just did it in his bedroom, and surprisingly, it just went ultra fast. We did it in 5 days, and I mean, we spent a lot of time like barbecuing and drinking and doing non-recording stuff. So
that sounds great. You did that, you say, in California?
Yeah, in LA, in Mount Washington, I think is the name of the neighborhood in LA. And he's got a really nice little house, and we just did it in his bedroom.
Didn't you do your last album in Berlin?
Yes, we did.
So mixing it up.
Yeah, you know, we like to see different parts of the world and.
And
leave our little mark, you know.
And work with different people, because it seems like kind of every other album you have, you always probably have a big hand in making the record, but you've worked with someone to produce it kind of on every other album. You've done it by yourself, then you worked with someone.
Yeah, on our second album, we worked with James Ford. So we've kind of like, first album was us, second album was a producer, third album was us, fourth album was a producer. So I don't know. I mean, I think objectively, I think it turns out better if there's a producer. But I mean, we're capable of it.
Obviously, you've proven that. But it must be nice sometimes just to have a third person kind of lending an ear.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Especially someone like James or Suna, who, you know, they're musicians in their own right, and they have their own track record. And yeah, I mean, I think they just take songs and make them better. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to look at your own work objectively and go like, oh, this part's not as good as it could be, you know, because you're like, well, I wrote it, it's great. You know, so...
Now, I love to say that you're from San Diego because I love San Diego bands, even though I've never been there before. It must be something in the salt air. But you don't live there anymore, is that right? Or
no, Marco still lives there. I live in New York now. Robin lives in Berlin. Chuck lives in London. And Robert lives in London as well.
It sounds like a really cohesive album. I mean, how does writing happen when no one's living in the same city?
I mean, Charlie and I do the writing, and we just send each other demos over email of stuff we've been working on, like whether that's whole songs or just a riff, or, you know, like I have this verse, can you write a chorus? And we'll go, you know, I'll go to London for like a couple weeks, or he'll come to New York for a couple weeks, and we'll demo stuff and just kind of work periodically throughout the year. As we're touring, we'll, you know, exchange ideas and stuff as well. So it's not as hard as it sounds.
Sounds like a great magic life.
Of the internet makes it.
Sounds like you're not home very much.
I'm not home very much at all.
And you've got a lovely wife at home, and she's on tour quite a bit as well.
Yeah.
So
I see her probably like a week out of the year.
That's so sad. But you guys have a record label, Zoo, and this album out on Zoo and French Kiss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Are you putting other friends' albums as well? Other good stuff?
Yeah, yeah. We did the last Dirty Beaches record, and we're going to reissue an old record of his called Night City. We have Dee Dee and I have a side project called Haunted Hearts, and we have an album that's actually being mastered today, so that should be out probably next May. There's a band from Denmark called Gay, who's like kind of television personalities-esque. They're really awesome, and we just played with them the last tour, so we're doing a 7-inch, and yeah, we have a couple projects coming up.
Exciting. You're all so incredibly busy, and we're so happy that you made time to come by today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Thanks for the support.
Crocodiles live in studio here at KEXP, and some more music.
Like a pill, placed on your tongue.
I loved that.
Thank you.
You're all laughing and smiling. I hope you loved it too.
Yeah. It was great.
The new Crocodiles album called Crimes of Passion. It's always great to see you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
That sounded great.
Thank you.
You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.